Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. So NBC, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, Chicago Med are three of the hottest TV shows on television. In early 2017, Chicago Justice will make its premiere and hopefully a four-show crossover. Now, Chicago Med airs Thursday at 8 Central on NBC. And actor Otto Essendo, who you saw this summer in the latest Jason Bourne movie, he plays Dr. Latham on Chicago Med, and he joins us tonight. Good evening to you.
How are you, sir?
I am delightful. You know, I was looking at your bio. You were studying chemical engineering at Cornell University, and all of a sudden, boom, yeah. You're an actor. How did that all come about?
Yeah. I was dared by a girlfriend of mine, my girlfriend at the time. She dared me to do a play, and I ended up doing it, and I just couldn't sort of get the taste out of my mouth. So I ended up graduating, but I found my way back to New York City a few years later and started taking classes at the acting studio, and I was hooked, much to the chagrin of my parents, who, you know, we paid a bunch of money for me to go to Cornell, but there you go.
You could do that in your retirement in like 30, 40 years. You can go back to doing that. That's fine, right?
Yeah.
You got a backup. You got a backup now.
right. Yeah, nobody's going to want me to chemical engineer for them right now. Guaranteed.
Nice. Well, what a cool thing on a dare that you did this, you know, and I was, you know, you really did a bunch of movies before you got into television, Blood Diamond and Garden State.
Yeah.
And you know, I've seen you on The Good Wife. I've seen you on Blue Bloods, Elementary.
Yeah.
And then Vinyl. And I got to tell you, before we get to Chicago Med, so bummed that show was renewed and then it was not renewed. It's like, yeah, we got it. No, we don't.
Yeah. Oh, it was a surprise to all of us, too. But I guess there was some personnel changes at HBO and they canned it. But it was a dream part for me to play. I could not believe I was playing a blues guitarist, and I'd grown up listening to the blues and all my heroes, and Jimi Hendrix is one of my big heroes, and suddenly I'm sitting in, we shot a lot in Electric Lady Studios, so it was a dream come true, that whole thing. So I'm disappointed it got canceled, but I'm also glad I was a part of it for as long as I was.
Yeah, I know it was a bit of a cost factor, too. I guess when you roll in Martin Scorsese and Mick Jagger into a project, I have to imagine it's not cheap. You know?
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah. And then here comes Chicago Med. So you play a new doctor, Dr. Latham, who serves as a mentor to Colin O'Donnell's character. Tell me a little bit about your role here.
I like you said, I play his mentor, and I play a quite gifted heart surgeon. The thing that really drew me to the part was I'm also Orthodox Jewish, which really was intriguing to me. I don't know many Black Jews, and certainly not Orthodox Black Jews, but that's the part that compelled me, because as I was exposed to it, I met a Jewish rabbi, a Black Jewish rabbi, and he gave me a lot of the history of it, and it makes the character,
cool.
I think, very compelling. Yeah, very compelling and very interesting. And so, that's essentially what drew me to the part.
I love that, because you say you kind of talked to somebody about this in the background. And I think that's what the success of these shows are all about. You know, whether you as an actor are going and seeking out good information to play a role, but you've got, there's so many great consultants on all of these shows, from the fire department, the police department, physicians, that really make it real. And I think that is what has made all these shows, including Chicago Med, so successful.
Oh, absolutely. Dr. Andy Dennis is one of the consultants, and he's I forget what the hospital is called now. I just know it as Cook County Medical Center, and he's head of trauma over there. He took me through a lot of the trauma ward, and I saw a lot of things that I care not to repeat.
I'm sure.
But it's real. It is. Their attention to detail is quite admirable. I mean, there's medical rehearsals that we do prior to shooting anything that has to do with any procedure, and they come in like with a fine tooth comb and make sure that we're doing it exactly as a doctor, as a physician would do it. So it's fascinating. You start to feel like you could be a doctor, and then your hopes are dashed as soon as you try to put a stitch into something and know that you don't have any kind of experience with that, you know?
Right. But you know what? People that I know that watch these shows that are in these professions, you know, feel like it's a pretty tight, close to real what's happening, and they feel a connection to these shows. And I think that helps the rest of our viewers connect to these programs, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think the other thing that's interesting is, you know, as a civilian who's not a physician, who's not in the, who's not a doctor, obviously, when you go to the doctor or you go to a hospital, you forget that these people have lives as well. So
right,
you're
true.
So focused on what might be ailing you. And then you have to, those kinds of shows give me is in the human being that's also running into the, you know, burning building to save us, also has an entire life that they are also attending to. So it makes it even more of an admirable thing to be a first responder. You know, you have a life
absolutely.
Well as saving other people's lives.
That's true. That is absolutely true. You got to go, you know, and after things that you do, things that you see on the street, in the emergency room, you got to go have a life. It's absolutely
exactly.
true.
Exactly.
A dynamic being in the city right now with all the production going on. There's literally 10 shows happening in Chicago, 4 of which are Dick Wolf's, which is kind of unheard of. And the actors live in the city where they work, and I think that's really important. That's one of Dick's things, and I've talked to him before, is he's like, no, I want people to integrate themselves in the community and understand where they live and where they play. How are you enjoying Chicago so far?
I love Chicago. I've been back and forth to Chicago for many times, but now I'm staying extended times in Chicago. And number one, it is a architecturally beautiful city and dynamic. I'm a New Yorker. I'm a born and bred New Yorker.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have a bias, but man, you guys have a beautiful city. Great second city. And I even took one of those architectural boat tours, which was even more, it instilled the love even more in me. And obviously the music that you guys have and the food that you guys have and the different diverse neighborhoods that you guys have, I really love Chicago, except for the weather. When you guys get cold, I was born in upstate New York, so I know cold weather. But you guys have that on lock.
The first day of fall was yesterday, and it's 82 degrees today. So you know you could deal with that.
Not too bad. Yeah, I got it.
But you talk about that architectural boat tour, Otto, and I got to tell you, a lot of people who live in the city don't do a lot of those touristy things. And I took my wife and my kids on this boat tour because we said there's certain things about the city you do, and we spend a lot of time downtown, but there's certain things you don't stop and relax and appreciate. And that was one of the best tours, getting through the city from an educational standpoint and just looking at the beauty that this city is.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. And there's nothing else, I don't think. There's no other city on the planet like this, because I think the thing that I enjoyed is the mixture of architectures. It's not a sort of monolithic, we're just going to do these as, you know, postmodern buildings and so forth. All the buildings sort of eclectically mixed together, I think, makes it so beautiful. And it's also sort of more of a sprawling city than New York. New York is more of a strip. So your skyline is not only, you know, sort of longitudinally a bit amazing, but the depth of it is kind of amazing as well. So I just love being able to, like, go in a boat and be amongst the buildings. It's really a unique city.
Well, I'll tell you, we're glad you're here, and we're glad you're on Chicago Med. And that show, again, airs every Thursday at 8 Central on NBC. Otto Sando, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. And when you're back in the city and on the set, come see us. We'll do it live in studio.
I would love that. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for hanging out with us.